Which introduces us to the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. And Bezus Hashem, better late than never, on Tuesday night we're going to discuss some of the halachas of Sviras HaOmer. But I wanted to focus on a different aspect of Svirat HaOmer. The Torah tells us that beginning on the second day of Pesach, we count 49 days until day 50th is the end of the Sviras HaOmer period. We bring a special karban, and that's when we celebrate Chag HaShavuos. So why do we have Sviras HaOmer? The Rishonim and Mefarshim suggest different reasons, but one of the classic ideas behind Sviras HaOmer is that Pesach was Man Cheruseinu, but the Cherus wasn't meant to be just pure, unadulterated freedom. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to free us from bondage in Mitzrayim was so that we would go and get the Torah. Shalach et ami v'yavduni. I heard a shiur from Reb Breidowitz. He gave it a few years ago, but I just was listening to a recording. And he points out that freedom without Torah can easily lead somebody to just animalistic behavior. Meaning, if I can do whatever I want to, and there's no guidelines, nothing to give me a sense of purpose, a sense of guidance of what I should do, and I'm just subject to whatever instincts come to fore, then I'm no different than an animal. And what's fascinating is that the carbon that's brought at the beginning of the Omer period is from Sa'orim, is from barley, which Chazal always viewed, as Reb Breidowitz said, until they invented Chulent, he always viewed as Machal Behema, whereas the Karban that's brought on Shavuos is from Chiter, is from wheat, which is Machal Adam. And part of what we need to do during the Sfirat HaOmer period is to work on ourselves from being more Behema-oriented to being more human-oriented. We know that when we left Mitzrayim, we had to leave in a hurry because we had sunk to the 49th level of Tuma, and had we stayed any longer, maybe even those extra 18 minutes until the chametz had turned, until the dough turned into chametz, who knows, we would have sunk into the abyss, which would have been almost impossible to get out of. And therefore we work day by day out of the 49th level of Tuma to reach the level of Tahara, so that we're ready to have Kabbalah Satorah. And that is a very well-known idea when it comes to Sfirat HaOmer. But there's a question that Reb Breidowitz asked. I told Reb Twersky, I doubt that we're going to say the same thing, but it's the same topic. Is that the Torah tells us that we start counting the Omer Mimacharas HaShabbos, which Chazal understood in a famous machloket with Stukim to be not on Sunday, but to be the day after the first day of Yom Tov, starting the second day of Yom Tov. Reb Breidowitz asked, if their whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get the Matan Torah, why do we wait to the second day to start counting the Omer? Why don't we start counting the Omer from the very beginning, from the day we left Mitzrayim? That should be the first day that we're working on ourselves to get out of the 50th or 49th level of Tuma, to get to Matan Torah. Why do we wait to the second? So he answered this question based on a mashal that Reb Nachman Mibreslev gives. It's not so often that I quote Reb Nachman Mibreslev. A mashal of Reb Nachman Mibreslev that he quotes from his great-grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. A child is beginning to walk. When a child begins to walk, what happens? So the parent holds on to the child's hand, and little by little, the child takes one step, two steps, next day they take two steps and three steps, and little by little, the child begins to walk, and the parent holds on. At some point, the parent wants the child to learn to walk on their own, and what does the parent do? The parent lets go, and the child takes one or two steps, and immediately, plops down. Falls. Okay, parents can pick up and start taking notice that it's going to fall down. Now put yourself in the mind of the child. What does the child say? Yesterday, I was able to walk without falling down. Today, I'm walking and I'm falling down. Obviously, I'm deteriorating. I'm going in the wrong direction. Things are getting worse. What's happening? And what would the parent tell the child? No, you don't understand. Yesterday, you weren't falling down because I was holding on to you. And that's good for the very, very beginning. But you have to learn to walk on your own. So when you walk on your own, yes, you're going to fall down a little bit at the beginning, but then you're going to be able to walk without falling down. And don't worry, I'm here to make sure that if you fall down, you won't get hurt. That's the conversation that doesn't take place that in theory would take place. The day we left Mitzrayim, we were in such a terrible state. We were on such a deep abyss, or almost falling into the abyss, maybe not on the 49th level of Tumah, but maybe on the 49.9th level of Tumah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out much earlier than originally said so in the Bris Bein Absarim, because otherwise we would have been farfallen, as they said. So on the day that we left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to grab us, and some understand that literally the reason that we had to leave and we didn't have a chance to let the dough rise is because had we waited that extra few minutes, that would have been too much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to grab a hold of us and take us out. On the day we left Mitzrayim, we didn't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything for us. He held our hand, he picked us up, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. It's only the next day, after we were no longer at the very, very brink of the abyss, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now you start working on yourselves. So our period of starting to work on ourselves didn't begin on the first day of Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. It's on the second day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now start working on yourselves. And therefore, this period of the Sviat HaOmer begins Mimacharas HaShabbos. Not on the day that we left Mitzrayim, but the very next day. And there's a bit of a Musar Haskel. You came here quite a number of months ago. And in many ways, figuratively speaking, we held your hands and helped you to learn a new kind of journey. We provided you with a lot of what you needed, hopefully, all the support, and the shiurim, and the framework, and the Shabbatot, and the Chagim, and the Tiulim, and everything that goes with it, to create. It has been an unbelievable and continues, Be'ezrat Hashem, to be an unbelievable year. But there comes a time when you're going to need to make this happen on your own. And we're not always going to be there to hold your hand. And it's not meant to be there to hold your hand. The parent always thinks about the child, that as much as they love holding the little child and the baby in their hands and watching their first steps, they want the child to really to be walking on their own. And so it's here too. I want you to be able to grow and to continue to grow on your own. So if I check the calendar correctly, there aren't 7 weeks left, there are 6 weeks left. You don't mention that number, but there's a need to try to envision about how you're going to continue to be the person that what you've seen you're able to be and want to be, to continue to do this even outside the misgeret of MMY. Like a good parent, we always try not to be too far behind and to be there when you need us. but you have to get ready to start the journey on your own. And are you going to occasionally stumble and fall? Yeah? That's what we all do. But as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Tzadik doesn't fall once, it's twice, it's three, it's four, it's five, it's six and seven. And what makes him the tzaddik? Every time he falls, he gets up again. As Rav Hudna points out, it's dafka because he fell and got up that he became the tzaddik who he was. Maybe more so than if he had never fallen. So, whether you're deferring or not deferring, signing up, not signing up, or in the middle of 27 DMCs with everybody trying to figure out what you should do with your life, but think about who you've become, what you really wanted to become, and there is, and there has to be, growth in Ruchnius, even if you leave Evermore. If it's all downhill after June, we did a terrible job. It's a different type of growth, not maybe what you're used to, not in the same intensity, not maybe the same quantity. But there's growth in Ruchnius that continues and continues. If you've done a good job throughout your life. So although we're in, as the saying goes, and it's a trite saying, we're in the time of period where we're counting the days, but we have to be prepared to make sure that we're ready to make sure, to be certain that our days count.